One. Welcome to Yap, Series 38, Episode 4, Cool Links. This show is sponsored by...
I missed my cue. Try it again. Say it again. Give me the cue again. Here, Mike.
Sponsored by...
Viagra, now celebrating 10 years of chemically enhanced woodies. It is typing, by the way, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I thought Ron's supposed to be in there, but not in this one. It's just typing.
Ron's out using some Viagra, I guess.
Well, okay. Who wants to take this first one?
Vista? Sucks?
Really?
No, come on now.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, yeah. I remember you having to use it at work. I remember having to fix it.
Vista or Viagra?
Vista.
Top the world to turn their computers off by pressing a button marked start comes Vista, an operating system so maddening you'll want to drive up to Redmond to throttle Bill Gates. Ask anyone who slogged the Bataan death march that's been the Windows experience.
You absolutely must go watch this video.
Like Microsoft.
It's very funny.
Some years ago, Microsoft learned that a frustrated employee is an adrenalized employee. One who, in spite of appearance, actually accomplishes more. But we didn't stop there. We set out to devise the most torturous computing experience ever created. Culling the words from Windows CE, Windows ME, and Windows NT, we codenamed the new project Windows Cement, the first operating system specifically designed to sink employee morale and weigh computers down like a stone. The result was Vista, an operating system so overblown we've chopped it up into six different versions, none of which work. Not until you've spent hundreds more dollars on equipment upgrades, but it'll be worth it because here you'll see more crashes than a NASCAR rodeo. Even more relentless Windows Messenger service you couldn't dislodge with an Exocet missile. And a brand new Arrow interface that lets you scroll through blue screens, black screens, red screens, security warnings, and endless yes-no permission questions all in eye-popping 3D. We've also removed anything in the way of antivirus software, offering instead Windows Defender. The minute your data is contaminated by a virus, Defender appears to cast thousands of electronic lassos to corral the infection. We call this innovation DCS, or Doesn't Catch Shit. But God, it does. On the same charcoal filtration technology first foisted on the public by the cigarette companies, it's got more holes than a number 9 sponge. But rest easy, because every copy of Vista is covered by our famous Sinkhole of Support. Microsoft's paradigm of complete and total indifference toward the customer that's become the gold standard for today's biggest companies. Call us with a problem, get a 3-hour version of Born Free. Yet give us any...
That's the same with Dell also.
And you'll have to go to the Mayo Clinic to get our sales department off your ass. Yes, find out who we say Vista. Where are we now?
Yeah. Well, I think with that playing that, we've just got ourselves a explicit mark.
You think?
Yeah, we should have given the kiddos a warning about that, I think.
Well, I'll put the explicit mark on the show. So,
there's one good thing about Vista, though, is it has increased sales of Windows XP and given text a lot of work.
Yeah.
True.
Unfortunately, I have to work Sunday because of a Vista box. Sucks.
Thank you, Microsoft. Thank you again.
Next thing on our list, the space shuttle serves barbecue.
Yeehaw. This is awesome, by the way.
It has like no audio to the video whatsoever, but you really should watch this video.
Randall, go ahead and click on that.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Can do.
So we can all see it all at once, since Randall has the biggest screen.
Yep.
The bird's hit the space shuttle as it lifts off and then gets toasted.
We stun it, we kill it, we cook it. That's great.
Space shuttle goes up, we get barbecue.
You can't grill it until you kill it. That's the thing.
So that's why we're spending all those billions of dollars.
Yes, it's the ultimate Florida redneck barbecue.
I like that. That's pretty cool. Then we just get a cow up there. We could, you know... You can have some real Texas cattle barbecue.
Yeah, but, you know, flying cows, though, that presents a whole different set of problems.
Okay, you know, the birds, you sit there and you have them fly overhead. The cow you just have underneath the shuttle when the rockets
there you go.
Off.
Yeah,
oh, we just heard them underneath there? That's a good idea.
Like there you go.
Yeah. It's a NASA cook-off.
Of course, you have to invent a device that turns them over halfway through the blast-off. So they, both sides evenly. And a little mesquite sauce, you know.
Well, don't
three,
they use...
3, 2, 1, ignition. Okay, flip over the the cow. And we have liftoff.
Houston, we are go for a barbecue sauce acquisition.
Oh, boy.
Let's see Captain Kirk do that.
Well, impulse drive does not exactly sit there and cook stuff, unfortunately.
I don't know, but it seemed to have cooked Spock.
Oh, that's a good point. Although, let me just say that a reference to Star Trek II: Wrath of Khan, and that's that was not called for.
Okay, next on the list, appreciation of Arthur C. Clarke.
Yeah, this is actually kind of cool because what this is there's a little bitty video there, and let me see here. This is a Google's blog, and it's Arthur C. Clarke talking about his 90th birthday, and it's a little 9-minute video.
Do I need to look on the?
You can if you want.
Hello. This is Arthur Clarke speaking to you from my home in Colombo, Sri Lanka. As There's I no approach sound. My 90th birthday. My friends are asking me how it feels to have completed 90 orbits around the sun.
And as we hear cars going down the street.
Yeah, that wasn't Arthur.
But anyways...
It's worth checking out. It's a good tribute to him, and he really basically is the guy who invented the future.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean... Including the idea of a communication satellite. This is the guy who wrote 2001. He wrote, what the heck is that? One, Children's End or whatever?
Yeah, Childhood's End.
Childhood's End.
Rendezvous with Rama. The list goes on and on. Of course, all the 2010, 2036, everything.
Right. Arguably, just, I mean, you know, the brilliance at just a different level than I mean, he's right up there with Asimov as you know, as far as I'm concerned.
And not to mention he, of course, invented HAL, which we all love.
Hmm. Hall 9000.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
That had to be the creepiest artificial life / robot / computer ever.
Daisy.
I mean, it was the voice that made
Daisy.
That.
The voice and the sheer lack of, you know, a face or anything, you know, just this voice.
Yeah.
And the glowing eye.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only thing that ranks with that would be the AOL voice. You know, you've got mail. That's the only thing that ranks with HAL.
I'm thinking HAL can kick its butt.
That's true. Sorry, HAL.
HAL took out astronauts. These
I got an idea. They should sell that to Viagra.
I was hoping that we wouldn't bring that up again.
We need to go back to acquisitions then again. Wait, bring that up again. Was that a pun? Did I miss that?
As this show goes directly to
the toilet.
Oh, now you get the button right. Okay. Yeah.
Finally.
There. Okay, moving on.
Well, speaking, Randall, you found this one. So.
Yeah, speaking of geniuses.
Yeah, this is exactly. I mean, we're going from Arthur C. Clarke to Stephen Hawking. Basically, he's going to be giving a lecture that's going to be broadcast on NASA TV. I believe it's April 28th.
21st, actually.
21st, my bad. Anyhow, it promises to be pretty interesting. The topic is not going to be... You know, quantum physics or whatever. It's actually going to be pretty down to earth in a way. Lecture. He's going to be talking about the need for humans to return to space, which I find pretty interesting, but it should be pretty interesting lecture. And like I said, it's going to be on STV. It's going to be free. Anybody wanting to could just log right in. And, you know, other than his books, I don't think, you know, people are really kind of exposed to him as far as his ideas go. But he's pretty eclectic, and he has a pretty wicked sense of humor, all things considered.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that always kind of stood out in my mind. But it should be interesting. I'm definitely going
to
tune in.
Yeah, and all things considered, you know, there's going to be rare and rare opportunities to be able to actually, you know, see an interview or listen to the man's genius, you know.
Well, he was supposed to
die. Hear him actually talk.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. But
as Mike nods his head.
Yeah, my Macintosh does that same
voice. Nod shaking. No, shaking. Not nodding. Shaking. And
we've really degenerated, by the way.
It's, yes.
It's really amazing.
And speaking of degenerating here, we need a hold down mic because we're going to engrave them.
We're going to engrave our tech. Tramp stamp.
Engraved your tech, Randall.
Well, once again, this is something I kind of I found online, and before the podcast, Mike and I were talking about just different variations of this. Essentially, it's etching your Mac or your computer. The really cool thing about this is they've got some just great capabilities out there, and they'll etch anything that's made out of well, metal or wood or you know, even leather now. It's pretty amazing, but we found some pretty cool links, and there's lots of sites out there. But for, you know, 50 to what, $150, whatever you kind of want to spend in that range, you can. But
Engrave Your Tech will kind of do almost anything.
Right.
There's also a site that we found called Etch-A-Mac, which will sit there and engrave like iPods, and they'll engrave a bunch of stuff too. But primarily they do like iPods, Macs, MacBook Pros. Stuff like that.
Yeah, I'd like to have a stamp that says "stolen from" and then my name on it. You know? You can do
that. I mean, that's kind of this. We're on one of the sites. It gives you an idea. They've got some video on there of what real time what they can do to books. This is an example of just like a regular leather book that they have etched. But you could do all kinds of things. Basically, if you can come up with a pattern, they can put it on your computer.
And it's very reasonable, too.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, for $50 to $100, you could really, I mean, customize your computer like, you know, nothing before. But we found a link, and then I found a link, and then Mike kind of expanded upon the whole thing. He's looked into it before, and it's very cool technology.
Yeah, we found a site called Etch-A-Mac a while back, where they will sit there. They give you a couple of options. You can send it off, and they'll engrave like a full MacBook Pro case for $50 if you sit there and ship it to them. But you can also buy the lid for your MacBook Pro for an additional $50, thus leading you to be able to get it done really cheaply. So
that's cool. I like that. That's pretty neat.
Yeah,
that's a smart idea. Of course, I can do the same thing to any one of you guys, Max, but I got a can of spray paint in the car and some masking tape.
We'll start with
just go to Home Depot and get an engraver.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a rusty nail we could use.
Oh, that'll give us some character.
And I think that leads us to the end of this episode. Oh. Anything else?
No, I for one, I'm glad.
Yeah, me too. My Viagra's starting to wear off. Now. So,
and we're going to end this with another Jonathan Colton song, Skull Crusher Mountain.
So far, I see you met my assistant Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing, but I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart called calls me master, and he has a way of finding pretty things and bringing them to me. Oh, and I'm so into you, but I'm way too smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. I'm not surprised that you agree. If you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you'd see the voices that control me. This half pony, half monkey monster to please you. But I get the feeling that you don't like it. What's with all the screaming? You like monkeys, you like ponies. Maybe you don't like monsters so much. Maybe I use too many monkeys. Isn't it enough to know that I ruined a pony? Making a gift for you. Well, it won't mean half as much to me if I don't have you here. No, it isn't easy living here on Skullcrusher Mountain. So maybe you could cut me just a little slack. Would it kill you to be civil? I've been patient, I've been gracious, and this mountain is covered with wolves. Hear them howling, my hungry children. Maybe you should stay and have another drink and think about me and you.